As you settle in, take a moment to create a wave of comfort around yourself. If you haven't already, softly close your eyes and appreciate the soothing change of light. Feel your eyelids become pleasantly heavy. Feel your body gently soften, your head and neck melting into the comforting embrace of the pillow. Breathe naturally, letting your breath flow effortlessly in and out. In this peaceful space, you can allow yourself to let go of the outside world. You can notice the sounds outside if there are any, but don't distract or disturb you. Allow yourself this time, this space, to drift into a wonderful state of deep relaxation, where all is well. Let's begin by simply arriving in this moment. You don't need to fix anything or think anything. You don't have to be anywhere. You don't have to do anything. You can just take this time for yourself right now. Just allow yourself to notice your body as it is, right here, right now. Bring your awareness to your feet. Notice how they feel on the floor. Solid, supported, anchored. You can imagine the tide gently lapping around your ankles, steady and rhythmic. And with each breath out, let any tension in your feet soften and release. Allow that sensation to travel up through your legs, relaxing your calves and thighs, and feel the weight of your legs being carried, just like the sea carries the sand beneath it. Now bring your attention to your pelvis and lower back. Notice if you're holding anything there, any tension, effort, or tightness. Imagine the warm, calm waves supporting you from below, carrying the weight of everything you've been holding. As you breathe out, let your pelvis and lower back sink deeper into that support, allowing space for ease and calm. Move your awareness to your torso and chest. Feel your ribcage expanding gently with each in-breath and softening with each out-breath. Picture the gentle swell of the ocean filling this space, steady and rhythmic. Notice your heartbeat, steady and resilient, like the tides, carrying you through each moment. Allow your chest to open slightly, creating room and space for calm and clarity. Bring your attention now to your shoulders. Notice if they are tight or lifted. With your breath out, let them drop and relax. Imagine the waves washing over your shoulders, loosening the muscles, letting go of what doesn't serve you. Feel your arms and hands soften, heavy and supported, free from any tension. Now notice your neck and jaw. Release any clenching or stiffness. Notice your head rested back, fully supported. Soften your tongue, your lips, your eyes and your eyelids just resting there. And let your forehead smooth. Picture the sea breeze brushing your face, gentle and calming, carrying away any tightness, any worries. And now bring your attention to your whole body. From the soles of your feet to the top of your head, feel yourself supported, steady, and safe. Imagine the ocean around you, the ripples gently moving you, gently holding you. Allow yourself to float, supported and free, fully relaxed, fully present. Notice your breathing slow and steady, in and out. And just notice, even in stillness, you are capable. Even in calm, you are resilient. Even as the waves move, your anchor remains within you. And now you're so beautifully relaxed, nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything, and absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do except to relax. I want you to just let your mind and your imagination drift, feeling lazy, easy, and comfortable. And I want you to imagine that you're standing on the terrace of a lovely old house. a house like a stately home or a country mansion. You can feel the sun on your head and shoulders. Not too hot, just comfortable. And there's a gentle breeze playing against your skin. As you look around you, you notice an elegant marble flight of steps. 10 broad steps leading down into a beautiful sunken garden. A garden where you sense peace, well-being and comfort. Make it really vivid in your mind. And in a moment, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. And as I count down all the way down from 10 down to 0, I want you to imagine that each number is a step down on this beautiful staircase. A step down towards this beautiful garden. And each step you take is another step down into deeper and deeper levels of relaxation. So that by the time you get to 0, you will be as deeply relaxed as you can ever imagine, while still being able to hear and respond to the sound of my voice. 10. Take the first step down now, relaxing and letting go. 9. Feeling more and more relaxed. No need to hurry, plenty of time. 8. Moving down easily now. 7. Deeper and deeper. 6. Deeper still, your breathing becoming slower and steadier. 5. Really relaxing now. Just let go. 4. Becoming calmer and calmer. 3. Calmer still now. 2. More and more relaxed. 1. All the way down now to 0. And now you find yourself in this wonderful garden. You can feel the softness of the newly cut grass beneath your feet as the scent of masses upon masses of brightly coloured flowers seems to envelop you. And there's the gentle sound of birds singing, echoing faintly in the stillness of the air. It's almost a magical place, stretching into the distance as far as the eye can see in all directions, with beautiful shrubs, tall, elegant trees, and an ornamental fountain which seems to feed gently into a trickling stream. This fascinates you, and you wander to the edge of the stream and gently lower yourself down onto the soft, grassy bank, and just sit for a while, gazing into the cool, clear water, marvelling at the sense of tranquility that sweeps over you, and listening to the faint sound of the fountain splashing into the pool that feeds this gentle stream. After a little while, you lay back on the grass and gaze up at the clearest of blue skies. And as you relax more and more, your eyes begin to close and you just drift off into a deep and relaxing sleep. And as you sleep, you have a dream. You dream that your whole body is becoming lighter, lighter and lighter. So light that you feel that you must surely begin to float on air at any moment. And then you feel yourself just floating and drifting, gently borne aloft and supported by the softest of warm breezes. And you can somehow see, through your closed eyelids, that you're floating in a sea of colour. A warm sea of colour that relaxes and comforts you as you just drift, suspended in warmth and colour that seems somehow unreal, and yet, at the same time, has a comfortingly familiar feel to it. You're aware of misty reds and orange, soft, muted yellow tones, gentle greens and blues that seem somehow like clouds, and the deepest, softest indigos and violets that you could ever have imagined. And it begins to dawn on you that you're floating in a rainbow, a magical rainbow, because in this rainbow, time and space doesn't exist in the same way that we usually know it. You might have floated there for just a moment, or for 100 years, maybe for a lifetime, or just perhaps for the blinking of an eye. You could have floated forwards in time, to a time that could be far beyond our future, or maybe back in time, back before your own lifetime, It gradually begins to seem to you that you might even be able to float here for just as long as you wish, with this wonderful relaxed feeling, just floating and drifting through this magical sea of gentle flowing colours, where time seems to be suddenly of so little importance. You're still pondering on these thoughts when you feel yourself beginning to float gently downwards, lower and lower, softly sinking down, down through this beautiful rainbow, becoming even more relaxed, even more lazy, until eventually you realise that you've stopped floating downwards, and you find yourself on the shore of a tranquil lake, a large tranquil lake, surrounded by softly rolling hills that are shrouded in a gentle silver mist. There are trees and sweetly scented flowering shrubs and grasses growing at the water's edge, and everything is bathed in a beautiful golden light, a golden light that seems to bathe everything in its warmth, and you find yourself marvelling at the sense of deep calmness and comfort that seems to fill your entire being. As you stroll lazily along the sandy shore of this wonderful lake, noticing with a sort of lazy curiosity that it seems to be constantly changing colour. Subtle changes blending so smoothly that it's difficult for you to know exactly when limpid blue has become a deep, soft violet, or when that deep violet became a relaxing, translucent green. The changes of colour fascinate you, and you settle yourself down onto a small, smooth rock and just gaze out across the crystal clear waters. Every so often, something, a fish maybe, just something, just breaks the surface, creating ripples that seem to flow gently and endlessly in all directions. Ripples that eventually lap against the edges of the rock that you're sitting on. You smile and lean forward to dabble your hand amongst them. And as you do so, you create yet more ripples, ripples that shimmer in a kaleidoscope of different colours across the lake, interacting with the others and making new, ever-changing patterns. You realise that this tranquil place is the pool of all knowledge, that while you're here, you are part of everything, and everything is a part of you. And you find it easy, so very easy, to open your mind, to let go of any barriers to memory or to learning. And now your mind is prepared and receptive to everything I'm going to say to you. And everything I say, if it's for your benefit, will be accepted and acted upon by the subconscious. It will have a steadily increasing effect upon the way you think, the way you feel, and the way you behave. And the influence of these suggestions, as they are for your benefit, will continue to increase over the coming days and weeks and months. Your subconscious mind has confirmed that it is helping you to relax, helping you to cope so much better with life, and giving you a confidence within yourself to deal with any situation that life has to offer. Your subconscious mind has also given you a new understanding of yourself, and this understanding gives you the power to make vital changes for your benefit. So now, with every day that passes, your confidence is increasing. The confidence of knowing that you are capable of doing whatever you set your mind to, with a positive attitude and a quiet strength. Now, more and more you become aware of a transformation taking place in your personality, and you are adopting a more positive outlook on life. You believe in yourself more every day, and you are learning to act boldly, realising that you are fully capable to make the proper decisions and having the confidence to carry them through. So each day you become more and more secure within yourself. With your new relaxed attitude, both towards yourself and towards others, you realise that you are gaining control. Control of your thoughts, your feelings and your emotions. And this gives you a tremendous feeling of satisfaction, knowing that whatever happens, you can deal with the situation in a calm and relaxed way. You know that the key to good health is a calm and relaxed attitude towards life. Now you begin to accept life as it is, and you accept people as they are. So, as you continue to relax more and more with every day that passes, you feel better within yourself and about yourself. This gives you the opportunity to become more aware of the wide range of the resources which are yours, resources which are within you, which are there for your use. As you become more aware of these resources, then you become more and more confident. And with these new resources, you know that you are directing your life now, and you know that life can bring the good things to you. In this way, you are happier with each day that passes. Anticipate happiness, and happiness is yours. And of course, you feel better each day because you are happy. I want to remind you of something important. Calm is not something you have to earn. It's something you can return to. Because beneath everything that moves through your days, beneath decisions, responsibilities, adjustments, and demands, there is a steady part of you that has always known how to remain balanced. And you may notice that life can sometimes feel like standing near the water's edge, where the surface is always shifting, always moving, and yet the horizon remains constant, unmoved, dependable. And in the same way, your deeper mind holds a horizon of steadiness. You see, you have already demonstrated remarkable resilience. You have adapted when required. You have learned quickly. You have responded thoughtfully. You have carried more than you once believed possible. And yet, even strength needs stillness. Because when the mind is constantly scanning, constantly anticipating, constantly preparing, it can forget that it is safe to pause. So now, you allow your thinking mind to just soften a little. You begin to notice that not every thought requires your attention. Not every ripple requires a reaction. Some thoughts can pass through like small waves that reach the shore, dissolve, and disappear. And as you gently withdraw your energy from unnecessary tension, your system begins to rebalance. Your breathing deepens naturally. Your shoulders loosen. Your jaw softens. And your mind begins to search not for problems, but for direction. Because this subconscious part of you is always orienting towards solutions when it's calm. When you focus on what is working, even in small ways, your mind gathers evidence. When you notice progress, however subtle, your mind builds momentum. When you acknowledge your capability, your nervous system learns safety. And safety creates clarity. From clarity comes wise response. You don't need to predict every outcome. You don't need to control every possibility. You simply need to remain connected to your center, and from there, respond to what is actually present. You may even begin to realize now that you have always known more than you gave yourself credit for. There is an instinct within you, a quiet intelligence that guides you moment by moment. And when you're calm, that guidance becomes easier to hear. Like standing still long enough to notice the rhythm of the tide, you begin to sense the natural timing of things. And as you ponder on those thoughts, I want to tell you a story. When spring came, the house martins neared the end of their long journey back from Africa to their summer home in England. It had been a long journey. They were aiming for the rafters of a great old barn where for generations they had raised their young out of the direct light of the summer sun. One particular bird, who tended to be more tired than the rest, was full of worries. "I'm sure that our nest will have been destroyed in the winter," she said to the bird who flew next to her. "Then you will build up the foundations of a moist mud, layer by layer, until there is a firm nest again," her companion replied. But the bird was still worried and said, "What if there isn't enough soft material to line the mud nest?" "Then you will search until you find feathers and soft, dry grass," her companion patiently replied. But the bird had thought of another concern and said, "What if there aren't enough insects to feed on?" "You will find insects," her companion patiently replied. "You are light, muscular, and have quick reflexes." But the bird had thought of another concern and began to say, "What if?" And her companion realized that there was no end to the worries of this bird, and this time she interrupted her and said, "Look around you. We have flown across the world. You're missing the mountains, oceans, valleys, and rivers. This is the journey of a lifetime. For the first time, the house martin looked around her, alive to the present moment. She suddenly noticed the exquisite, rolling English countryside, the warm sun on her glossy black and white plumage, and the soft currents of air. And life, which had seemed so utterly overwhelming, was, in that moment, beautiful and glorious. Some things require action, some things require patience, and some things require letting go. And you are becoming increasingly skilled at discerning the difference. Each day you practice returning to center, returning to calm, it becomes easier. Each time you pause before reacting, you strengthen that calm response. Each time you choose steady over urgent, grounded over overwhelmed, you reinforce a new pattern. And the more you reinforce calm, the more natural it feels. You might notice now that when you are centered, others around you feel safer. Your steadiness influences the atmosphere. Your measured tone reduces intensity. Your grounded presence creates space. And this is not something that you have to try to do. It happens automatically when you are aligned within yourself. You can appreciate now that caring deeply does not require constant tension. Commitment does not require exhaustion. Leadership does not require force. There is a quieter strength available to you, one that does not push, but guides. And from this quieter strength, boundaries feel clear rather than defensive. Communication feels firm rather than emotional. Direction feels intentional rather than reactive. You begin to trust yourself more fully. Trust your judgment. Trust your timing. Trust your ability to adjust course when necessary. Because just as the sea is never static, yet never lost, you too can move and adapt without losing your center. Even when circumstances shift, you remain. Even when emotions rise, you remain. Even when uncertainty appears, you remain steady at depth. And that depth is always available to you. You can return to it with a single breath, with a single pause, with a simple decision to respond rather than react. And as this becomes clearer to you, you may find that small irritations lose their importance. Minor disturbances fade more quickly. What once felt urgent now feels manageable, because you are no longer operating from surface tension, but from grounded awareness. Your mind becomes more selective. Your energy becomes more intentional. Your focus moves from problems to solutions. And from this place, direction reveals itself naturally. It's not forced, not frantic, simply clear. You are allowed to move forward calmly. You are allowed to take space when needed. You are allowed to reset without guilt. And as you continue to strengthen this calm foundation, you will notice greater ease, greater confidence, greater emotional balance. Calm is becoming your default. Steady is becoming familiar. Centered is becoming natural. And from this calm center, everything flows more smoothly. Easy now, balance now, steady now. And each day that steadiness grows, does it not? When you feel ready, take a deep, revitalizing breath, drawing in warmth and energy. As you awaken, bring with you a sense of refreshment and vitality. Embrace the feelings of happiness and confidence that fill you, grounding you in the now. Know that you are fully alert, carrying with you a sense of calm and positivity as you move through the rest of your day, your week, and the months ahead. And now you can gently and slowly allow your eyes to open, returning to the present moment at your own pace. I hope you enjoyed that lovely deep relaxation. Don't rush, just stay there and relax. Thank you for listening to me, Helen Wilkes, on this instant calm relaxation audio. If you'd like more information about how hypnotherapy can help support you to overcome anxiety and fears, please visit www.dorsethypnotherapypractice.co.uk. Wishing you a calm and relaxed day or evening ahead.